CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 16th of January 2022. Here are the main news headlines. SpaceX launches amateur satellites. NASA recognises ARIS in pictures. CW expert on BBC Radio. SpaceX Falcon 9 Transporter 3 mission launched on Thursday, carrying 105 satellites, including several amateur radio payloads. The Tevel mission comprises 8 satellites, each with an FM transponder, with an uplink on 145.970 MHz, and downlink plus beacon transmissions on 436.4 MHz. The ESAT-2 and Hades CubeSats have also 2 meters to 70 cms transponders, with Hades also carrying a camera module that downlinks pictures in Robot 36 format. More details can be found on the amsatuk.org website. NASA has recognized amateur radio on the International Space Station as a science education and research program. 2 images of ARIS activity amongst those singled out by the space agency are some of the best space station science pictures of 2021. ARRL representative to ARIS International, Rosalie White, K1STO, said recognition is significant because it shows that NASA considers what ARIS does to be within the realm of science education and research. You can see the photographs on the rsgb.org/gb2rs website. RSGB GB2CW coordinator Roger Cook, G3LDI of Norfolk, ARC, was interviewed on BBC Radio Norfolk this week to talk about Morse code in celebration of Learn Your Name in Morse Code Day. Roger has also written a book about Morse code, which you can get from the RSGB shop. You can listen to his interview on the RSGB site. It begins at 1:54:27. It'll be available for a further 3 weeks. Recent changes in the regional team and RSGB board have brought new members to the RSGB nominations committee. Tony Miles, MM0TMZ, joins the committee at the regional forum nominee, and David Hills, G6PYF, is the nominated director representative. We'd like to welcome them to their new roles. If you couldn't join the RSGB's Tonight at 8 webinar on amateur radio software construction this week, you can catch up on the RSGB YouTube channel. Heather Lohman's talk has inspired people to try something new, so take a look and perhaps make something yourself for the RSGB construction competition. There are 4 entry categories: beginners, construction excellence, innovation and software. And there's a monetary prize for the winner in each section. Full details on the RSGB website, and the closing date is the 1st of March. Due to the recent resignation of Andy Mace as RSGB board director, there are now 2 elected board director vacancies, as well as 8 regional representative roles to be filled. The online nomination process is still open, and completed papers with supporting nominations must be received by 23:59 UTC on the 31st of January 2022. Although the Bletchley Park Museum is open, the RSGB National Radio Centre remains closed for the time being. They hope to reopen the NRC in the near future and will make further announcements on GB2RS and via social media. Now for details of rallies and events. The next rally we have in our calendar is the Red Rose Rally on the 6th of February. Lincoln Shortwave Club has announced that they're postponing the Rugby Rally until March or April because of the ongoing COVID-19 situation. Also, responding to concern over the upsurge in COVID-19 cases, organisers of the International DX Convention in Visalia, California, have called off this year's event that was to take place in April. Now is the perfect time to let us know of your group's activities or events for in 2022. Email radcom@rsgb.org.uk with details, and we'll publish your events for free in Radcom on GB2RS and online. There are already over 20 rallies in the calendar for this year. Now for the DX News, as previously announced, the planned D6 Comoros de-expedition has been postponed because of the pandemic. Also, the HD8M de-expedition team has cancelled its trip to the Galapagos Islands that was scheduled for March. Alex, UG1A, will be active in his spare time from Vostok Base in Antarctica as RI1ANC until the beginning of February. Activity will be mostly CWQSL via RN1ON, CL0QRS direct or via the Bureau. Ferdy, HB9DSP, is operating his first de-expedition as 5Z4 stroke callsign from Malindi in Kenya until the 27th. Operations are on 20, 50 and 10 metres, mostly SSB with some FT8. Jacques, F6HMJ, is QRV in Senegal as 6W7 stroke callsign until the 22nd of February. Activity is from 40 to 10 metres using CW and SSB, QSL via home call. Mario, IK1MYT, is on the air from Lusaka in Zambia as 9J2MYT until June. Activity 40, 20, 17, 15 and 10 metres using SSB QSLIZ3KVD or Club Log OQRS. Now the special event news. GB1900HA and GB1900HW will run throughout 2022 commemorating 1900 years. Don't think that can be quite right since... Oh, it is. And sorry, I beg their pardon. 1900 years since the building of Hadrian's Wall, the northern frontier of the mighty Roman Empire. Austin, M0MNE, and Roy, M0TKF, will be operating the stations from near Hadrian's Wall on HF and VHF in voice. CW and digital modes, QSL Logbook of the World and Club Log OQRS, CQRZ for more information. Now, the contest news. When operating any contest, please keep yourself and fellow amateurs safe and follow all the relevant government rules. The RSGB AFS Data Modes contest takes place today, the 16th, from 1300 to 1700 UTC. It uses 3.5 and 7 megs bands and the exchange signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, it's the 1.3 gigs UKAC, which takes place from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday sees the all mode 70 megs UKAC from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Signal report, serial number and locator form the exchange. Next Saturday, it's the AFS 80 and 40 meter SSB contest, and it runs from 1300 to 1700 UTC. The exchange's signal report and serial number. Also next Saturday, the Marconi QSO Party Day, organised by the Marconi Club ARI Loano, running from 0900 to 1800 UTC on 80, 40 and 20 metre band. CW only. Entrants should call CQMCD and exchange signal report and serial number. Now for the radio propagation report. We had a week of relatively low but stable sunspot numbers, they write, which affected the maximum usable frequencies available. Having said that, the SFI was above 100 all week, but we didn't get the surge in numbers that we really needed for good reliable ionospheric propagation. MUFs over a 3,000 kilometre path often exceeded 28 megs, but this mainly occurred over the lunchtime period, and critical frequencies often exceeded 7 megs, again mainly over lunchtime, which makes 40 metres a good inter-G band when this occurs. So if you have got used to ignoring 7 megs for around the UK contacts, you should be in for a nice surprise. 40 metre skip often starts long but gets progressively shorter as the critical frequency increases. Keep an eye on propquest.co.uk for a graph of how propagation is going during the day. If NOAA's predictions are to be believed, we could soon get to that much-needed surge in activity. From 17th of January, the SFI is predicted to go up to 120 for around 8 days. This may give a much-needed uplift in HF propagation, but it does bring the risk of solar flares, coronal mass ejections and geomagnetic disturbances. A large coronal hole is also threatening to cause a disturbance this weekend with a KP index of 5. If that happens, expect degraded MUFs and poor DX especially on northern paths, for the following 2 or 3 days. Now for VHF and up. It's been a while since there was a long-lasting region of high pressure over the country, and this current period of high pressure seems likely to hang about for the whole of the coming week and produce some good prospects for tropo. This will either be due to an elevated temperature inversion due to the high and extending over long distances for tropo DX, or due to regional surface nighttime inversions when night frost and fog forms and can produce local and somewhat temporary tropo enhancements. These things are not that simple in reality, since the high centre tends to drift around. This alters the flow over the British Isles from a moist southwesterly, which is good for tropo, to a colder northwesterly, which is bad for tropo. When the high is displaced a little west, this may happen in the second half of next week. We are just leaving the midwinter window for sporadic heat, so all that remains are some chance auroras and random meteor scatters to play with during the coming week. The moon is at its maximum declination today, but path losses are still high and falling after Friday's apogee. 144 meg sky noise is low all week. And that's it from the propagation team this week. It's all from me until next week also.